Zechut Sanhedrin, Daf Dalid, the top line on Daf Dalid Amud Aleph, and we saw on Daf Gimel Amud Beis a brisa that brought a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim at Tan Rabbanan, Din Mamnes Bishleisha, and Rebbe Imam Bichamisha, Kadesh Yigma Adim Bishleisha. Mavo explained that the basis for the machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim is as follows: that Rebbe holds that since the Psukim state, Ashe Yashin Alehim, that tells us that there has to be two Dayanim, the Lashin Yashion is a Lashin Rabbim, and Nem Alehim Lamata, Venem Alehim. Since in Pashat Mishpatim there's another mention of the word Elohim that comes for a drasha, so we see there's a requirement for another two dayanim. Therefore, we see there's a requirement for four dayanim. And as Rashi explains, that although the pasuk states v'nikra bal bayis Elohim, and there's another mention of Elohim, however, as we already learned, ein darshin tchilais, and therefore the Gemara stated harei kan chamisha, and Rabbanan hold that there's only a requirement for three dayanim. On him, Yashion Ksiv, and since the word Yashion is written Chasa, therefore we could only learn that there's a requirement for one Dayan, since in Darshan Chilais, therefore we don't learn anything out of the first time it says Elohim, since it says the Lashon Elohim two more times, so we learn that there's a requirement for two Dayanim, and once again, in Bezin Shokol, Moisifin Aleim Oid Echad, and therefore there's a requirement for a Bezin of Shleisha. As we will see in a moment, it seems that the Machlik is between Rebbe and Rabban is that Rebbe holds Yesh Evel Mikra, and since we read the word as Yashion, therefore we dash it as if it's as Lashon Rabbim, and therefore we say that it means two Dayanim. However, Rabbanan hold Yashion with Maserius, since we have a Maserius that the proper way to write this word is Yashion without a Vav, therefore we can only learn that there's a requirement for one Dayan. The Yad Ramah explains that why is it that the way that the word is written is called Yashion with Maserius. The Yad Ramah explains because the Maserius and the way that the word is written, the Dava Masal, Lemia Pnei Adam, Velezul, as the way that you read a word, people know our Gemara now begins that we just mentioned that Rebbe holds Yesh Eim L'mikra, and therefore Amar Bitzchak Rabbi Yosef Amar Bechran Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda Ben Roy Yitzur Beishame Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva Kulu Sfirulu Yesh Eim L'mikra, that these five Tanayim all agree that Yesh Eim L'mikra, and in Rashi Basa Kriyas Lina Dehi Ikar, and Taisis points out, that's only because the Kri and the Ksiv are actually machish each other, they contradict each other, therefore there's a shaila of Yesh Eim L'mikra or Yesh Eim L'mserius, aval hechad le'machshi adadi, darshi tabayu, however, if they would not contradict each other, then we could actually dash in both. Taisis brings a raya that Mishum, the Kro M'serius, the Hasan le'machshi adadi, the Efshel l'kayim shneim, ayin shom, Murnau goes through these five mandamrim, and how do we see that they hold Yeshem L'mikra? And the Gemara states, Rebbe Hardamarin, we see Rebbe holds Yeshem L'mikra from the Gemara that we just saw, where Rebbe Dashin Yashion Shnayim, and we see the Dashin's based on the Kri, and we see that he holds Yeshem L'mikra, Rebbe Yehuda Ben Reitz, the Tanya, and we see Rebbe Yehuda Ben Reitz holds Yeshem L'mikra based on the following Braisa, as Shol Talmidav as Rebbe Yehuda Ben Reitz, that the Talmid Rebbe Yehuda Ben Reitz asked him that the Psukim and Pashas Tazria teaches us about Tumas Leda. The Torah teaches us that if a woman has a male child, then she's tummy for 7 days, and then she has Yemei Taira for 33 days. And we know that if a woman gives birth to a female, then she's tummy for 2 weeks, and she'll be tar for 66 days. And as the Pasuk states in Pashas Tazria, v'mnekei v'seilei v'tamu shvu ayim k'nidasa, v'shishim yoyim v'sheshish yomim teshival d'mei Taira, that if she gives birth to a female, then she'll be tummy for 2 weeks, which is 14 days, and she'll have Yemei Taira for 66 days. But the Maisa, the actual Ksiv and the Maserius of the word Shvuayim is written Chasa, and you can read it as if it says Shivim. Therefore, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Yehuda Ben Reitz that Ekrani Shivim, Yachal Tehei Yeletis Nekeva Tmei Shivim, that since the Maserius and the way that the word is written is as if it says Shivim, why wouldn't we say that a woman that gives birth to a Nekeva would be Tamei for 70 days? And Amalahen, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Reitz responded to him, Timei V'tia B'zacha V'timei V'tia B'Nekeva. We know the Torah tells us that when a woman gives birth to a male, there's Yemei Tumah and Yemei Taira. And the Torah also tells us that a woman gives birth to a female, there's Yemei Tumah and Yemei Taira. Makash Yitiyah B'zacha Ben Keva Keflayim, that just like it's clear in the Torah, when a woman gives birth to a male, her Yemei Taira is 33 days, and the Yemei Taira when she gives birth to a Nekeva is double and is clearly 66 days. So Afkash Yitiyah B'zacha Ben Keva Keflayim, therefore, since it's clear that when a woman gives birth to a Zacha, she's tummy for 7 days, certainly when she gives birth to to a female, she'll be tummy for double that period of time. She will be tummy for 14 days and not for 7 days. Brisa continues, la'achas she'yotzu, and after his talmidim left, yotzu machzachreim, he went out and called them back, and amar lahen, and he said to them, yatam zekukim l'kach, that you don't have to come on to any svaras, as shvuayim kurinon, as l'maisa, the kri is not shivim, and the kri is shvuayim, v'yeshem l'mikra, and therefore clearly we see Rabbi Yehuda ben Raya told that yeshem l'mikra, and in taisa divya maschal ekran yeshivim, having matzal l'shnuyik, l'mishanim perek b'shamay, really we could have given a response, mishum d'chsiv k'nidasa, as the pasuk states to him, the keva selei, v'tomu shvuayim k'nidasa, pirish kach yesh l'hoisa b'n akeva, al sheva yamei tumma d'zacha, the tumma when she gives birth to an akeva, increased over the amount that she's tummy when she gives birth to a male by the amount of time that she would be in Nida, which is of course 7 days. Taisa continues that originally Rabbi Yehuda ben Reyes used the Svara. Taisa explains that Rabbi Yehuda ben Reyes could have had a different Svara. The Gemara continues, Beishamai, and how do we know that Beishamai also holds Yeshim Lemikra? Tnan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech the Svachim, let us begin with the small Akdama. As we know, B'digei Kachim, there's a klal. Generally, if the Torah only mentions something one time, then that would not be a requirement B'dieved. And if you didn't do that B'dieved, it would still be Kasha. And as the Gemara states multiple times, Shana Lava Kasav La'akev. In addition, we know that most Kabbanis were brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzain, and the Mizbeach HaPrimi was mostly used for the Keteris, as well as some specific Kabbanis. We also know that the way that the Kohen used to spritz the blood onto the Mizbeach by an Oyla Shlomim and Asham is in a manner called Shtayim Shein Abba, where he sprayed it on the two corners of the Mizbeach, and the blood therefore went on all four sides of the Mizbeach. These rikos were done l'mata mechut ha-sikra. By a Korban Chatos, the Kohen would actually go and place matonis of the dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach, and on the four corners of the Mizbeach, which is of course l'mayla mechut ha-sikra. And let's keep in mind that the requirement for those korbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach ha-primi was 7 ha-zayis, and 7 times that the Kohen spritzed towards the Mizbeach. Now Gemara now continues and brings the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim states Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai holds kol nitana on Mizbeach HaChitzon shenitana b'matano achas kippur. If the kohen that brings any carbon on Mizbeach HaChitzon only does one matana, the carbon would be valid. And the Brisa Masechta Zvachim tells us shenem, as the pasuk in Re'ei states, v'asisa elisecha basar v'adam al Mizbeach Hashem alekecha v'dam zvachecha yishafech Mizbeach Hashem alekecha v'abasar teichal. As Rashi states, kippur d'chsiv v'dam zvachecha yishafech shvicha achas b'mashma, and it's mashma only b'shvicha achas, there would be a kapara, and the carbon would be valid. However, Beis Shammai continues, uv'chata shtei matanes, however, there's a requirement to have 2 matanes b'negei carbon chatas, uv'beis hila imrim, uv'beis hila argues on Beis Shammai, and he states, ap'chata shenitana b'matana achas kippur, the same rule that applies to all other kabbanas that are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon applies to the chatas as well. As long as you did one matana, it would be valid, and you would effectuate a kapara. Before we continue, let's read 3 psukim from Pashas Vayikra. And in Pashas Vayikra, the Torah is teaching us about various kabbanis. One of those chatois was when a nasi does an aveira. In Perek Dalet Pasuk Chafei, the pasuk states, "V'loka chachayim midam chatas be'etzbay v'nasin al karnois mizbech ha'ula v'as dami yishbaich al yisoid mizbech ha'ula." The word karnois is written chasa, and it's written as kuf reish nun saf, and it's missing a vav. The psukim in Pashas Vayikra continue and discuss the din of a carbon chatas of a yachid. And we know that a yachid could bring a kifsa or a seira. The Torah first discusses the din of a chatas that's brought from seira sizim, and the Torah states in Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamed, "V'loka akayim midama be'etzbay v'nasan al kanis mizbech ha'ila v'as kol dama yishbarich el yisayid ha'mizbech." And once again, the word kanis is written chasa. And finally, b'negeya kifsa, the Torah tells us, "V'loka akayim midama chatas be'etzbay v'nasan al kanis mizbech ha'ila v'as kol dama yishbarich el yisayid ha'mizbech." And once again, the word kanis is written chasa. Our Gemara continues, "V'om Rav Huna, my time to Beis Shammai," and Rav Huna comes to explain the shita of Beis Shammai as well as the shita of Beis Hillel, and he explains what is the makor Beis Shammai as karnois, harei kan sheish, the lemaisa, the ksiv is karnois, and we read these 3 words as if it has a vav, as if it's malei. Therefore, every time that the Torah wrote the word karnois, it's as if the Torah is telling us that the kohen has to place the blood of the chatas on 2 corners of the mizbeach, and it's as if the Torah tells us that you have to place the blood on 6 corners of the mizbeach, and certainly there were only 4 corners, and therefore our bala mitzvah, or the 4 times that it tells us that you have to place blood on the corners, is coming to tell us that this is a mitzvah lechatchila, However, since B'digei Kachim, Din is not Ma'akev unless they actually doubled it in the Torah, V'shtayim La'akev, therefore the Torah adds in the extra L'shoynes of Karnos in order to tell us that there are two times that are actually Ma'akev, and if you don't do them, then the Korban would be Pasul. Before we continue, let's point out that although when we read the Psukim, we saw that all three times that the Torah uses Lashon Karnos, they're all written Chasa. However, as Rashi brings down, that our Gemara held in the Pasha of the Kivsa of the Yachid, which is the last Pasha that we mentioned, word Karnos is written Malay, and Ayinim and Farshim that discuss this point, that how could there be a chiluk between our Messiris and the Messiris that it seems the Gemara had. And Rav Huna now continues and explains the Makar that Beis Hillel had, that none of these Matanis are going to be Ma'akev, as Beis Hillel Imran Beis Hillel states, Karnos, Karnas, Karnas, that since the Torah used the Lashon Karnos Malay only once, and the other two times, the Lashon Karnas is written Chasa, so Hare Kan Arba, so we only see that there's a requirement for four Matanis, Gimel Mitzvah, Ba'achas La'akev, and therefore, although certainly L'chatchila, and as a Mitzvah Ben Amufcha, you have to have four Matanis, but the Maisa, three of them are only L'chatchila, and if you don't do them, B'dievet, it would still be good. However, one Matana would be Ma'akev, and if you don't do one Matana, then the Kapara would not work, and the Karba would not be valid. The Gemara is Ve'im Akul Mitzvah, and L'chairis, since it only uses the term Karnos four times, when the Lashon Karnos is written Chasa, it only means one Matana, the last time where it's written Malay, so we can learn that there's two Matanes, but the Maisa is only four times, and therefore, L'chairis only should be a Mitzvah L'chatchila, and how do you know that even one Matana is going to be Ma'akev? And adds Gemara is Ve'im Akul Mitzvah, and the Gemara answers, Kapara B'chti Lo Eshkan, that certainly we understood that even though it doesn't use the Lashon Karnos five times, but certainly we know that it's impossible to have a carbon to work as a kapara unless you do some sort of avoida on a mizbeach, and therefore it must be that you need to have one matana, and if you don't have one matana, then it would be ma'akev, and the carbon would not be valid. In Maisa we see that Beis Shammai holds Yeshem Lemikra, and even though the Torah doesn't use Lashon Karnos Malay, Mysterious for at least two times that the Torah used Lashon Karnos is chasa, still dashes the psukim as if it states Malay, as that is the Kri. Therefore, we see that Beis Shammai hold that Basa Kriya is lean under Hi'ika and Yesh Aim Lemikra, and in Taisa Diva Maskel Vishtaim La'akev, that Lachir, since we just saw that Beis Hillel taught us that it's impossible to have a Kapara without having any Matanes, it's Kapara Bechti Loyashkan. Therefore, Taisa says, Vim Taima, Havali Lemema, according to Beis Shammai, we should have said, Sholish La'akev, three Matanes are Ma'akev, and not only two, the Chilik Sivnami Eladalid, as even if it would have stated only four times, Haviyadina Achas La'akev, the Kapara Bechti Loyashkan, Kanami Beis Hillel, the Katim Yasu Trail, Rabbi Shnayim, therefore, if you be Shammai, there should be a requirement to have three Matanes, and Taisus brings two Terutzim, Beis Shlomo to Beis Shammai, less Luhay Svara, that Beis Shammai doesn't hold of the Svara of Kapara Bechti Loyashkan, Inami Kasavri, Kivin Ikashvichas Damli Yisai, Lav Kapara Bechtiu, that as long as you're going to go and pour the blood into the same Mizbech, some sort of Avida was done on a Mizbech Achitzain, and that would suffice in order to meet the requirement of Kapara Bechti Loyashkan, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues with Rab Shimon, that where do we see the Rab Shimon holds Yeshem Lemikra, and the Gemara will bring a Braisa that's relevant to the Halacha of Sukkah. Certainly we know that there is a Halacha Meshim Sinai that teaches us that although generally a wall of a Sukkah has to be at least 7 Tvachim wide, however the Halacha Meshim Sinai comes and teaches us that one of the walls of a Sukkah can be even a Tefach and doesn't have to be 7 Tvachim wide. The Gemara now continues and brings a Braisa to Tanya, Shtayim Kilchasim V'shush Tafilu Tefach. The Tanakama holds that in order to have a Kosher Sukkah, you have to have two proper walls of 7 Tvachim wide, and as the Mefarshim explain, these two walls have to be perpendicular to each other, and they can't be parallel to each other, and then the third can be even a Tefach. Rav Shimon holds that there's a requirement to have four walls, however only three of them have to be 7 Tvachim wide, and the fourth could be even a Tefach. Once again, before explaining the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon, let us see the Pesukim in the Torah, as in Pashas Emma, after the Torah speaks about all the Regalim, and speaking about the Yontif of Sukkos, the Pasuk states in Pasuk Membeis, Basukkos Teishu Shivas Yamim, Hala Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukkos, and this Pasuk, the word Sukkos, is written Chasa, and is written as Sama Chof Sof, and is missing above. In the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Mem Gimel, the Pasuk states, L'man Yedu Deir Seichem, Ki Basukkos Heshavtis B'nei Yisrael by Tziyais Ameretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Alekechem, and the word Basukkos is written Malei. Our Gemara now continues, B'mai Kamifkli, what is Machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rab Shimon? Rabbanon Savri Yeshem Lemeserius, Rabbanon hold Yeshem Lemeserius, and we have to follow the actual tziv of the psukim and not the kri. Rab Shimon Savri Yeshem Lemikra, and Shimon states that we have to follow the Kri. And the Gemara continues to explain, Rabbanan Sav Yeshem Lemiserius, Basukas, 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 Hare Kanaba, Dal Khar Kurlagufe, Pashlu Tlas, Asoy Hilchasa, Garatlishlishis, Vokimta Tefach, that Rabbanan hold that since we hold Yeshem Lemiserius, and the first two times that the Torah mentions the word Basukas, it states Chasa, and the third time it says it Malay, the first two times the Lashin Yachid, and the third time is the Lashin Rabbim, and therefore it's as if the Torah mentioned the word Basukas four times. However, the first time we can't dash in anything, as that is coming Lugufei, and just coming to teach us that it's a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah, as we previously learned, Ein Darshan Tchilais, and L'chir Rashi previously stated that even when we say Ein Darshan Tchilais, there has to be something that that word is coming to teach us, and L'chir Lefi Rashi, the first word Basukas is coming to teach us that the requirement to have Schach, but L'maisa, according to Rabbanon, there is now three extra times that the Torah mentions Sukkahs, as the second mention is Chasa, and the third is Malay. Therefore, the Halacha Meishim Yisina teaches us that although there is a requirement to have two full walls of seven tefachim each, however, the third wall could be even a tefach. Of course, as Rashi points out, that wall has to still be at least 10 tefachim high. The Gemara continues, Rav Shimon Sava Yeshem Lemikra, Basukais, 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 Harekan Sheish, L'maisa, the Kri of these words are all Malay. Therefore, it's as if the Torah mentioned the word Sukkahs six times, Dal Chad Kral Gufei, Pashlu Abba, Asoy Hilchasa, Garat Lervius, for Ukmeya Tefach. Once again, we can't dash in anything out of the first word, in Darshan Trilais, and we're left with the last two mentions of the word Basukais, which are both red Malay, and therefore it's as if the Torah mentions four Sukkahs. Therefore, we learn that the requirement to have four walls, but three of the walls have to be full walls, and they must be seven Tefachim wide. However, Allah HaMesh Misinai comes and teaches us that the last wall could be a Tefach, and therefore we see that Rav Shimon holds Yeshem Lemikra, and the Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva, that where do we see that Rabbi Kiva holds Yeshem Lemikra? The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, and this Braisa is discussing the din of Tumas Oil. As we know, if a corpse is in a house, then the entire home and anything that's under that roof would be considered Tumas Mace. We also know that this din doesn't only apply to a full corpse, but even a part of the corpse, and even Kezayis Min HaMeis would be Metamin Ba'oil. We know that the blood that a person needs in order to live is a Revius Hadam. Therefore, even if there would be a revius of dam of a person that died in this home, then it would be matam boil as well. Bryce states, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva teaches us, minayin revius dam, shiyotz mishnei mesim shem matam boil, that how do we know that if there's a revius of dam, but that revius did not come from one corpse, and instead it came from two corpses, that how do you know that you could combine them? Now that they're combined, and they're underneath the same oil, anything that's under that oil would be tummy mace. And then as the Pasuk states in Pashas Emma, la'kol nafshes mace lo yavoy, this pasuk is talking about the issa for Kohen Gadol to become Tami Meis, but the Maisa, the pasuk uses the Lashon Nafshois. In the Torah, the word Nafshois is written Chasa as if it states Nafshas. Once again, there's a difference between the Kri and the Ksiv, and therefore Rabbi Kiva holds that we go bust the Kri and Shtei Nafshois for Shir Echad, since the Torah uses the term Meis, and that's referring to a dead body or to a revius dam of a dead person, and the Torah uses the term Nafshois, which is Lashon Rabbim. Therefore, we learn out that as long as you have a revius dam, even if it came from two corpses, it would still be matam ba'oil. However, Rabbanan nafshas ksiv, Rabbanan states, the yesh ein l'maseris, and l'maisa, the word nafshas is written chasa, and it's as if it states nafshas. Therefore, in order for a revius dam to be matam ba'oil, it has to come from one body. L'maisa, we see, the Rabbi Kiva holds, yesh ein l'mikra, ayin teizit yibam asal, menayin l'revius dam, where teizit zeis, teimah, lomli l'kra, why do we need a pasuk for this din? Maishna, mishnei chatzai zesim, mebezim, shemitame. Why would we think there's a difference between the din of dam and the din of basa? And we know that if you had two half zesim that came from two mesim, that it would be matam b'oil, and certainly the same should hold true b'negei adam ayin sham ayin bal turim in Pashas Emor in Perakof Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph, who states that the words v'al kol nafshis meis l'yavoi, all the last words of these words are actually doubled over remez l'vias dam haba mishnei mesim shemitame, as the word v'al kol, both of them end with a lamed. The words nafshis meis both end with a tuf, and lo yavai both end with an aleph, ayin sham. Gemara continues, maskalo rabach bar Yaakov. Rabach bar Yaakov asked the following question, mi ikud lesle yeshem lemikra, the lemaisa rabitzah rabbeisah said over the name Rabbi Echon, that Rebbe Rabbi Yehud ben Reitz and Beisham Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva all hold yeshem lemikra, and it's mashmar, the other man, the amrim, do not agree, but lemaisa, everyone has to agree, we do have a klal of yeshem lemikra, as batanya, as we learned to the braisa, as we know, the term mentions the issa basa b'chol three times, and one of the times in the Torah, in Pashas Mishpatim, the Torah states, Reishis b'kriyad maschal tavi Beis Hashem Lekecha Leisuvash Gadi B'Chaliv Imai. Brisa is Yochel B'Chilev. That how do we know that we should read this pasuk as Leisuvash Gadi B'Chaliv Imai, and it will teach us as an Issa Basa B'Chalav. Maybe we should read the pasuk as Leisuvash Gadi B'Chaliv Imai. You can't cook a gadi together with the fat of its mother. Aside for the Issa of eating chaliv by itself, there would be a separate Issa of eating chaliv that was cooked together with the gadi. We continue on Daf Dalar Amud Beis, and the Brisa states Amit Yeshem L'Mikra. That certainly everyone agrees that Yeshim L'Mikra, and certainly we know that the Kri is Loisavasha Gadi B'Chalev Imai, and certainly there is of Ras B'Chalev, and there is no Issa of Basa B'Chalev. Rashi states at the top of the Amid, V'lekaman de Polig, the Pligi Basa B'Chalev Menolan de Asa, as if there would be someone that would be Chalev. And how would we know that there's an Issa of Basa B'Chalev? Clearly Rashi holds that if we would dash in a Pasuk as B'Chalev Imai, then we wouldn't dash in a Pasuk B'Chalev Imai, and there would not be an Issa of Basa B'Chalev. However, I in Iran who states the rabbis issa aflam and vashal b'cholav v'loy lohitzi issam and vashal b'cholav el shivo shneim, and we would learn both from the same pasuk, and we read the pasuk as if it states leisavashal gadi b'chaliv imai, and we would read it as if it says leisavashal gadi b'chaliv imai. The Gemara continues and states el dekuli am yeshem l'mikra, that inachinami have a right from this brisa that all agree that yeshem l'mikra, and therefore we have to explain all the previous machleksim as Rabbi Rabbanan b'hakam b'fli, as the machlek is between Rabbi and Rabbanan. If dinim manus b'shleisha or b'chamisha is not based on kri and ksiv, but the chiluk in the following: Rabbi Sava, Rabbi holds that there's a requirement for 5 day yonin, as the pasuk states yashin aleihim achrini. Since the Torah mentions lashon aleihim two additional times, and the last time it says yashin aleihim, it's telling us that there's a requirement for two additional day yonim. Then we learn lemaila from lemata, and we learn that there's a requirement for at least 4 day yonim, and then im bezin shakol meisif on leid echad. However, Rabbanan Savri, Yashion de Hechud Hai, that when the Torah states at the end of the Pasha, Yashion Elohim, is not referring to an additional two Dayanim, but it's telling us that we already saw that there's a requirement for one Dayan, and now we're adding one additional Dayan, and therefore there's a requirement for a total of two Dayanim. Then, based on the Klal of Im Bezin Shokol, so Meshif and Lein Echad, so we add on an additional Dayan, and therefore there's a requirement for three Dayanim. But even Rabbanan agree that the word Yashion is Dashin as a Lashon Rabbim, as we go based on the Kri. The Gemara continues with the second man Amma, Rabbi Yehuda ben Reitz, Le Pligi Rabbanan Lea, that Lemaisa, we never saw that anyone was Chalik on Rabbi Yehuda ben Reitz, and Ein Chinami all agree that the way that we know that a woman is Tameh for 2 weeks is because the Kri is Shvuayim, and certainly all agree that Yeshem Lemikra. And the Gemara continues that we also saw Machlikas between Beishama and Beisol as to how many times is a requirement to place blood on the Mizbeach, and Lemaisa, we seem to say that Beisol holds Yeshem Lemisarius as he learns the of Kanais, Kanais, Kanais. Lemaisa, we just stated that all agree that Yeshem Lemikra. And the Gemara explains that although we saw that Limud, that was only the Limud of Rav Huna, and the way that Rav Huna was explained in Machlekes between Beisham and Beisol, but Lemaisa, we have a Brisa that will teach us that is actually not the basis and the Makar for the Machlekes, and really Beisol holds the Yeshem Lemikra. As the Tani will into the Brisa, V'chipa, 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 M'pnei Adin. Once again, in the same three Pashas, B'negei the Chattas of the Nasi, and B'negei the Chattas of a Yachid, Benegea Kivsa Sira. The Pesukim used the Lashon V'chipa 3 times. In Pashas Vayikra, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chavav, the Pasuk states, Ves Kalchel Bo Yaktam Is Bekha, Gechilu Zevach Hashlam, and V'chipa Lo Vakoy Mechatosu V'nisach Loi. In Pasuk Lamed Alot, the Pasuk states, Ves Kalchel Bo Yosek, Hashahusa Chilu Mel Zevach Shashlam, V'hikta Akoy Nam Is Bekha, L'Rech Nechoy Hashem, V'chipa Lo Vakoy V'nisach Loi. And finally, in Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Pasuk states, Ves Kalchel Bo Yosek, Hashahusa Chilu Vakesev, Mizevach Hashlam, V'hikta Akoy Beisil teaches us that the Torah had to use all these phrases of V'chipa because we would have a svara to say that all 4 of the matanos should be ma'akev, and as the Gemara explains, V'alaydinu, that l'chari there should be a svara as nemu domu mato v'nemu domu ma'lo, and it states the lashon domu mato negir those kabanos where the blood is sprayed mati mechuta sikra, and also states the lashon domim when the Torah discusses those kabanos chatas where there's blood is placed l'mayla mechuta sikra l'maisa, as we mentioned on that Daftalim and Aleph, that certainly all agree that benegeya all those kabanos that are brought l'malta mechuta sikra, certainly both Beisham and Beisil agree that there's only a requirement for one matana, and as we saw in the Brisa that the pasuk states v'dams v'chach yishafech, and as Taisus brings on Daftalim and Aleph that the pasuk of v'dams v'chach yishafech is only required according to Beisham, but according to Beisil it would be pashut that it was a requirement for at least one matana, as we saw that Beisil hold is a svara of of kapar bechti lo yashchan, but the Maisa all agree. That it is only a requirement for one matana, and therefore the Gemara states that we have a havmina ma dam mulamata shenitanim matana achas kipper afdam mulamaylo shenitanim matana achas kipper. That we make a hekesh between the dinim of a carbon chatos and the dinim of those carbonists that are brought lamata mechuta sukkah, and we would say just like the carbonists that are brought lamata mechuta sukkah, there's only a requirement for one matana. So then there should only be a requirement for one matana by carbon chatos whose blood is placed on the karnes hamizbeach and lamaylo mechuta sukkah. And the Gemara continues, or maybe the svar should be punfaket as nemadam mechutz v'nemadam mefnim, that we shouldn't compare the din of a chatos to the din of oilin shlomim and a toida, but instead we should compare the din of a chatos, which is damim that is placed on the mizbeach achitzayin, from the damim that are placed on the mizbeach apnimi. Ma damim harmurim bifnim chisa achas matanis le'asav leklum ab damim murim bechutz chisa achas matanis le'asav klum. And then we have a limud that just like all the matanis that are sprayed towards the mizbeach apnimi are ma'akev, all the matanis for the carbon chatos that's brought on the mizbeach achitzayin should also be ma'akev. And as Rashi states, bifnim chatos apnimi is the pakei mashiach the helam dova hatunim shava zoyis ala proiches v'al mizbeach hazov v'tnabhu matana achas mehem ha'kevis be'ezim mekoyman v'nafkala mekoy ba'kei mitzrabo v'osa kasha osa matam eloyma lichpo ba'zois melamit shem chisa achas mekola matanis lo yasa klom. Therefore, we have a shayla as to what the halacha should be b'negei or carbon chatos. Should we compare it to those carbonis that are brought l'matam mechuta sukkah, or should we compare its matanis to those carbonis that are brought on the mizbeach ha'pnimi? And the Gemara states, nir l'midoyma, let us see what it's more comparable to. Once again, we still won't be clear as donan chutz mechutz ve'in donan chutz mepnim, as it is svar to say we should learn a carbon chatos from those carbonis that are also brought on the mizbeach achitzayin. We shouldn't learn the dinam of a carbon chatos that are brought on the mizbeach achitzayin from those carbonis that are brought on the mizbeach apnimi or klach l'derech zu. But the meis is svar to say punk farkert that donan chatos v'dal kronis mechatos v'abba kronis, that we should learn the dinam of a chatos where the basic requirement is certainly to place dal matanis on the karnes mizbeach from the chatos that's brought on the mizbeach haprimi, where there's also a requirement to place dam on all four karnes of the mizbeach. Va'yichir zeh she'in chatos v'dal kronis, you shouldn't compare a carbon chatos that's brought on the mizbeach achitzayin from those other carbonis that are also brought on the mizbeach achitzayin, as those carbonis are not carbonis chatos. Number two, the base chiyuv is not to place four matanis, and the base chiyuv is shtayim she'in arba. Therefore, we're still uncertain as to how to know that a carbon chatos doesn't require all four matanis. And Talmud Leiman, therefore, the Torah tells us v'chipa 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 in Pnei Adin that kippa afal pishlei nosten al shleisha. The first kippa tells us that four matanis are not required. Even if you only did three matanis, it would still be a valid kapara. Kippa afal pishlei nosten al shtayim. And the second mention of the word kippa is teaching us that even if you only did two matanis, then there would be a valid kapara. And kippa afal pishlei nosten al achas. And then the third mention of kippa is teaching us that even if you only did one matana, then it would be a valid kapara. Maisa, let's go back to the previous Mishnah in Masechtas Vachim, where Bishamay told us b'chata shtei matanis, that by carbon chatos there is a requirement of two matanis, and they would be ma'akev. And has Bishamay noticed, and l'chir it seems poshut, that Bishamay knows this because he dashens karnois, karnois, karnois. L'chir, he argues on Beis Hillel, and he doesn't dashen these extra words of v'chiper. And keep in mind that we learned on Gemara, like the middle pshat of Rashi in Dibur Maschol, shenitanen b'matana achas kippa, we will just read the first and the third pshat of Rashi. Rashi first states in Dibur Maschol, nemru domim v'pashol v'mata gabi chatos o'ev t'shmiz hakol, d'chsiv v'hizu midam ha'chatos al kir mizbeach, v'nemru domim malo chatos behima shenitnu b'matana achas kippa, d'loy k'siv karnois ayin shom. And Rashi brings the third pshat, loshin achar l'mata pashat ha'toynu d'v'yikro b'asham is k'sivi. Rashi says, loshin amtsoy ikka, l'maisa, according to the first and third pshat of Rashi, l'maisa, in the first pshat, we're talking about a chatos ha'if, which is a chatos, and the third pshat, we're talking about a osham, where there are four matanais, and therefore, l'chira, it's still similar to a chatos, and therefore, Rashi in Dibur Maschol, by Yechir Zeh states, dama osham she'en a chatos, it's not a chatos, v'lei nemer b'kanais el saviv, and it doesn't say loshin kanais, and it just says saviv, u'lishu the chatos ifnami, ein a chatos v'ab b'kanais, klema, afal pisha shmon chatos, even though its name is a chatos, as it's a chatos ha'if, v'lei nemer b'kanais, v'kulin shemati, or the chatos ha'if l'salkali, but the first pshat is certainly not nearer to me. L'maisa, Rashi already stated, Loshnam Tsoy Ika, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues that we saw that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael stated in the name of Rabbi Echan that Rabbi Shimon holds that Yesh Ein L'mikra, and Rabbanu would hold Yesh Ein L'miseris, and L'chira, we just prove that everyone agrees Yeshem Mikra, and therefore the Gemara explains that the basis for the machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is not if they hold Yeshem Lemaseris or Yeshem Lemikra. And as the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon and Rabbanon b'halkaplagi, that really the machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is based on the following. And certainly all agree that although the Torah states Lashon Sukkos three times and it uses Lashon Rabbim, which would seem to say that there's a requirement for six walls, however, certainly all agree that Ein Darshan Tchilos, and therefore we only have two extra words of Basukkos. The base of the machlekes is Rav Shimon Salvas Chachalei Bayikra, and Rav Shimon hold that we don't need an extra pasuk to teach us the din that a sukkah is required to have schach. And as Rashi states in the first of the middle lines, the mikra the medlina legufei nafka, as we can learn out from the pasuk that we use for tchilos, the balis chachalei mikra sukkah. As we know, the reason why a sukkah is called a sukkah is gufa al shem schach, and therefore the fear of Shimon, there are two mentions of the word basukkos, which of course we read malei, and therefore it's as if the Torah tells us that it's a requirement to have four walls, and then there's halacha mishum in Sinai that tells us that the fourth wall could be a tefach. However, Rabbanan Savri is schachah b'yikra, and one mention of sukkah is needed to teach us that a sukkah needs schach, and therefore, according to Rabbanan, we're only left with three mentions of sukkah. We have two extra words of basukkos, which are malei. It's as if the Torah uses the term sukkah four times. One of those mentions is for schach, and then the other three are to teach us there's a requirement for three walls. If you Rabbanan, the halacha mishum in Sinai teaches us that the third wall doesn't have to be a full wall, and it could even be a tefach. And the Gemara continued, Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon publicly, and when we had a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon, if a revius adam mishnei mesim would be metamim ba'il or not, and Rabbi Kiva said that it would, and Rabbanon held it would not, and the machlekes is not based on yeshem lemikra and yeshem lemaseris, and certainly even Rabbanon hold yeshem lemikra, and the machlekes is based on the following: Rabbi Kiva Silva nafshes tati mashma, that when the Torah states I'll call nafshes mes, the Torah is teaching us that even if you have a revius adam from two nafshes and from two souls, that it would still be metamim ba'il. And Rabbanan Savri nafshes to alma mashma, that when the Torah states I'll call nafshes meis, is not referring to two separate mesim, but it means when you have dead bodies and there's a revius dam from one of those bodies, then there would be metamim ba'il. And the Gemara continues that since we prove based on the pasuk of leisavasha gudi b'chalei v'imoi that all agree yishem l'mikra, therefore we had to change the understanding that we had in the previous brises and mishnayos that were brought by Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Echon. But the Gemara now asks, so the kalu alma yishem l'mikra, are you telling me that everyone agrees that yishem l'mikra v'tanya, but we learned the brisa b'negei the tefillin shel reish, the pasuk uses the term taitafais, and the Torah states l'taitafais l'taitafais l'taitafais, two of these are written chasa, and the ksiv is l'tatfais, which is lashon yachid, and one of them is lashon rabim, and arekan arba div Rabbi Shmuel. Therefore Rabbi Shmuel learned that we see from here that there's a requirement for four batim and for four separate compartments to contain the four pashas that are written and are placed in the tefillin shel reish. As we know, the Pasha Tfilin is stated in Pasha's Boy and repeated in Shema in Pasha's Veschanon, and then repeated in the Pasha of Hoyim Shemoya in Pasha's Ekev. In Pasha's Boy, in the Pasha of Hoyim Kiviacha, the Pasuk states, Vahoylo Isal Yodcha, Ultaytafis Beininecha. The Maisa Amasari is that it's written with a Vav, and it's written as Ultaytafis, Vav Lamid, Tes Vav, Tes Fei Saf. Then in Pasha of Shema, in Pasha Veschanon, the Pasuk states, Ukshatim lo Isal Yodcha, Vahoylo Taytafis Beininecha. And our Messiah is that it's written completely chasa and without any vavs, and it's written as lamed test test face off. Finally, in the Pasha of Hoyim Shemoya, in Pasha's Ekev, the Torah states, Ukshatim Oysam lo Oysal Yedchem, Vahoyu Lutaitophais Beni Nechem. Once again, our Messiah is that the word Lutaitophais is written mole as lamed test vav test face off. However, Agamar seems to say that two of these mentions are written chasa and only one is mole, and as Rashi brings down, the Pasha Shema, the Pasha Kiyubiyah, ksiv l'taitfas chasavav, avu pasha v'hayim shemoy, ksiv l'taitfas malei, harei kandal batim l'tfilin shereish, av shel yad ein ala achas. We will speak about this in a moment when we speak about Taisus. And the Maisa, the Gemara states, there will be Shmuel hold that yeshim l'maserius, and we follow the actual ksiv, since two of the mentions are chasa, so therefore that only mentions one compartment each, then one of the words l'taitfas is lashin rabim, and therefore there's an additional two compartments, which totals four. And l'chir it seems, there will be Shmuel holds that Darshan Chilais and Ayin Rishainim. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds that we don't need that limud as Tat Bekaspi Shtayim, Paspa Afriki Shtayim. The word Taitafais actually means four compartments, as the word Tat in the Lashon Kaspi, which is a specific language, means two, and the Lashon Pas in African means two as well, and therefore the Torah is telling us that you should have a box that has four compartments, and that is the Lashon of Taitafais. we will get back and discuss this in detail, but the Maaseh of the Gemara just proved that at least according to Rabbi Shmuel, we see that Yeshayim L'Maseiris, and the Gemara answers, Allah Ilam Pligi, that really there is Machlekes if we hold Yeshayim L'Maseiris or Yeshayim L'Mikra, Bahani Mili Kipligi, Hechid Deshani Kram L'Maseiris, and Ein Chanami, although you'll ask me a question from the Pasuk of Leisubash Gadi, B'Chalev Imai, however, the only time that there could be a potential Machlekes is only where there's a chilip between the Kri and the Ksiv. However, since when the Pasuk says, Leisubash Gadi, B'Chalev Imai, and this is a question as to how to read the word Bachalev, but it's not a question of a Kri and a Ksiv, and it's not that there's one way that we could learn a Malay and one way that we could learn a Chasa. And as the Gemara states, Aval Hai Chalev V'Chilev D'Chiyadadinu Yeshem L'Mikra, certainly over there we go based on a Kri, and since we know that we read the Pasuk as Leisavash Gadi Bachalev Imai, therefore certainly it's coming to teach us that there's an Issa of Basa B'Chalev, and according to Iran, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that there is only an Issa of Basa B'Chalev, and there is no additional Issa of Basa B'Chalev, since the Gemara just explained that it is possible that certain amount of them hold Yeshayim L'Mikra and some may hold Yeshayim L'Maseiris. Therefore, we could go back to our original understanding of the Machlekesim and remember that Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbeis has stated in the Imar Bechlin is correct, that Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda ben Reitz and Beisham Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva kul svu lu Yeshayim L'Mikra, and it's possible that there is a Shita that would be Chalek and would hold Yeshayim L'Maseiris. And as Rashi states, the Shani Kor M'Maseiris, Sha'isi Esekri Yisiris El M'Maseiris, Kemoyle Teitofais, Basukais, and Kronais, the Ekelomim M'Shani Vadi Tabayu Dashinon Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues that the Pasuk in Pashm Mishpatim states, Shalosh Pa'am Bashana Yeror Kol Zechucha El Pnei Adon Hashem, that all males should appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly we know that the Kri is Yeror, that they should appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, our Gemara is, Vahrei Yeror D'Chiyadadinu Uplugi D'Lemaisa, we have a Pasuk that states Yeror, and even so, there's Machlekes if we should also dashen the Lashon Yeror based on the Maseiris, as the Tanyas we learned to the Braisa, Yoichan Ben Davoy Oim Meshum Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema, that Yoichan Ben Davoy stated in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema, Hasum Be'echam Eino Potem in Ariya, that if someone cannot see out of one of his eyes, he's blind in one of his eyes, then he's Potem in Ariya. And how do we know this? Shenema Yira Yera, as although the Pasuk states Yera, which really means that every male shall appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Maisa, we could also read it as Yira, that every Zacha should come and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we compare the two, Kedar Shabal Lirais, Kach Bal Lirais, and the Torah teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see Klal Yisrael, and he also comes to be seen by Klal Yisrael, and therefore we learn Mal Lirais B'Shtei Inav, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complete, Kaviyachol, he has two eyes, and he could see perfectly, and it's as if he comes to see Klal Yisrael with his two eyes, Af Lirais B'Shtei Inav, and similarly, when he's seen by Klal Yisrael, he has to be seen clearly, a person has to have two eyes, and if a person only has one eye, as is Summa Me'achas Me'inav, he is Potem in Ariya, and as Rashi states on the first of the wide lines, Kederach Shakash Baruch Hu Bar L'Roischa, Kach Ba L'Rois Loi, Ma'hu Roi Oischa, Kishu Shalim, Shinema Ine Hashem Elokecha Ba, Mereishis Hashana, Av Achus Hashana, Av Ata Roi Oischa, B'Shtei Inecha, Alma Af Gab D'Chiyadadi Nenu Dashinu Meseris, and therefore, Gabi Chaliv Imoi, Man Lema D'Loi Lidresh, Chaliv Imoi, Bas Meseris, and certainly at this point of the Gemara is asking that we should dash in both the Kri as well as the Ksiv, and not only should it be Asa to cook milk and meat, but it should also be Asa to cook chalev and meat. The Gemara responds, Elam Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika, Amakro Leisavashel Gidi, Derech Bishel Asa Torah, Ein Chanami, it is possible to dash in both the Kri and the Ksiv. However, Lemaisa, Benegei Abasa B'Cholav, the Torah specifically says, Leisavashel Gidi, and it uses a Lashon that you shouldn't cook a Gidi B'Chalev Imai, and we see that the Torah asked Derech Bishel, only something which is cooked, and when cooking milk and meat together, it's called Bishel, but if you cook fat and meat together, it would not be called Bishel, and instead it would be called Tigun, and it would be considered frying. Therefore, certainly, when the Torah tells us, Leisavash Gadi B'Chalev Imai, there is only an Issa of Basa B'Cholav, and there is no Issa of Basa B'Chalev, and as Rashi says, Derech Bishel, Cholav Tzol Kamayim V'Ika Bishel, Avachalev Ein Bishel El Tigun. And before we finish, let us see Taisa's Diva Masal, Litatfas, 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 Temod, like Sivav, Ben Pei Litav B'Kulu, and Taisa's is that Lemaisa, in our Maseris, we don't have a Vav between the Pei and Tav, even on one of the words, and never says the word Litatfas. And Taisa explains, V'yesh Mefarshim, Meshum Dechsiv, Litatfas, V'gayun Vav, the Bereisha Teva, and we take the Vav from the beginning of the word, Maisifim, Besefa Teva, V'tarshin, Kadeshchon, Perak, Bez Dizbachim, Ayin and Taisis, and Ayin at the end of Taisis, we bring from Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam and Farish, the Vav, Vul Taitafis, Darish, Vargasino, Litatfas, Litatfas, Ul Taitafis, Hare Kandalid, the Afagab, Drop Shimon, Darish Vav, Vav Lamid, Darish, Kadamina Bar Oral, Ayin Sham, ein tese dir masro tat be kaspi steim pirsch beteva achas romas kosov abbatim, then one word the Torah's Rambam taught that there should be four compartments, beishtei lishen is kaspi va afriki, and this is bothered that l'chayr, if the word taitafais means four compartments, then l'chayr, since it says the word taitafais three times in the Torah, so maybe there should be 12 compartments, and Taisa states, v'kivin de ashkin le b'chateva, less than a buit fei, inami, hod le dashin and batim tuva, the reason why we don't say you need 12 batim, mishum le mitzir v'ter, ksuvim, el bedal pashas, as we only find the pasha of tefillin written for pashas, as we know. And finally, v'yesh m'foshin, dar b'kivin dal chav l'gufei, u'mishnei taitafais darish, dal batim, l'chol loshin shnei tut, u'shnei pas, and each one is using the loshin tat twice, and that equals four, and according to Afriki, then we have pass twice, which would be four, and therefore we see that there are four batim, and we can't learn that there are more than four batim. We also learned our Gemara based on Rashi, keder shebo lirois, kach bo lirois, and Taisus brings, perish bekuntrus, keder shebo lirois ka, kein at the bo lirois loi, mahu reis chasholim, apat reis abshteinecha, ulufizek, ko yira, kadosh baruch hu, v'ko yira, azuchucha, the word yira is referring to our kadosh baruch hu, and the word yira is referring to the males, vein loshim mashbekein, al tavayo mashba azuchucha, and it's mashma that both words are being dashed on a person that's coming to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kach b'fash v'bein otam, ipcha, k'der sh'ezchucha b'olei reis es p'nei ha'shchina, sh'HaKadosh Baruch Hu re'o b'shtei enav, that just like when you come to appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a person with perfect vision, k'ach z'chucha re'o b'shtei enav sh'loi, and therefore when a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should see him with his two eyes, v'nicha hash l'oshen ba, the sh'china tamid b'beis ha'migdash, ayin sham. Finally, the Gemara stated, derech bishl asatera, we explained the Gemara based on Rashi. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel states Derek Bishul Asatera Klema Davisha Bishul Garam Loy Issa, that the only thing that the Torah asks is only milk and meat, where Bishul is the cause of the Issa. Lafukei Chelev Dafilu Blay Bishul Asa. This excludes Chelev, as Lemaisa Chelev on its own is Asa, even without cooking it, as is a separate Issa that asks us from eating Chelev. Ayin Rabbeinu states Derek Bishul Asatera Dashinim Per Klabasa Gimelay Savashal Gadiyah Bechlev Imay Ksiv Beraisa Chablis Achila Chablis Hanav Bechablis Bishul. Vafilu hay de asa le isachila kas rachmana blashim bishol shemar minah de hakikama le yisat lecha bishol elkshu barachila in nispashu b'fnei atzmai yotzechelev she'afal pishin nispashu b'fnei atzmai asa barachila, which is similar to Rabbeinu Chananel. And the Meiri states bishol bas b'chol le nesem natera el derech bishol v'hushim vashli imchol tzolol ke'imayim alim tzolas habasa v'hayim mefatmai b'cholav ein za isa bishol min natera. But if you're just going to add in a little milk to give it some taste, that would not be a isa tera, as the mice, you're basically cooking your water and you're just adding in a little milk. And also, if you go and cook together with some sort of milk that was already hardened, and for example, if you use whey, similarly, if you use the chalav as a way to fry the basa, the basa is not completely consumed and submerged in the chalav itself. And we will stop over here.